From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Saudi Arabia's allies curb diplomatic ties with Iran. Bahrain and Sudan cut diplomatic ties with Iran. The United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with the nation, reducing representation to a charge d'affaires rather than an ambassador. Saudi Arabia followed its own severing of relations with Iran by canceling all passenger flights to and from the country. U.S. stock prices fell sharply Monday following a sell-off in China, a slump in Europe, and rising tensions in the Middle East. Peter Ridgewell reports.
Stock markets in the cities of Shanghai and Shenzhen were suspended Monday after falling more than 7% on the opening day of 2016 trading. The sell-off triggered the so-called circuit breaker mechanism for the first time, a system designed by the Chinese government to prevent volatility by halting trades. The market drops were driven by a survey showing that activity in Chinese factories contracted for the 10th straight month in December. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Afghan officials say security forces have killed all four heavily armed assailants who have been holed up since Sunday in a building near India's consulate in Mazar-e-Sharif. A spokesman for the provincial governor says at least one security personnel was killed and nine were wounded fighting the attackers. The standoff began Sunday after the gunmen tried to storm the Indian diplomatic mission. Military officials say Islamic State suicide bombers attacked key oil facilities in northern Libya Monday but were pushed back. The attacks targeted the Al-Sidra oil export terminal. Two soldiers were killed in the operation. For more on that story, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron on Monday dismissed as desperate stuff an Islamic State video purporting to show the militants' execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. Britain said it is examining the content of the video, in which an English-speaking gunman mocks Mr. Cameron for Britain's air campaign in Syria against the insurgents. The gunman vows to invade Britain and impose Sharia law. An alliance of more than a dozen militant groups called the United Jihad Council has claimed responsibility for an attack on an Indian airbase in the town of Pathankot. The militant coalition is based in Pakistani Kashmir. It is fighting to end Indian rule in Kashmir. Five gunmen and seven security personnel were killed in the attack. Germany warned Monday that the passport-free Schengen zone in Europe is in danger after Sweden and Denmark introduced new border controls to stem the flow of migrants. A German foreign ministry spokesman said freedom of movement is an important principle and one of the European Union's biggest achievements. He spoke shortly after Denmark said it would enforce temporary controls on its border with Germany. Also Monday, Sweden imposed new restrictions, saying people entering from Denmark will have to show photo identification. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton made his first solo campaign appearance Monday for his wife Hillary, the leading contender for this year's Democratic presidential nomination. The former president told several hundred voters at a rally in New Hampshire that his wife offers the best chance of restoring what he called broadly shared prosperity to the United States. U.S. authorities are working to end a standoff with protesters at a federal wildlife center in the northwestern state of Oregon. Anti-government protesters have taken over the facility and say they are prepared to stay for years. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said President Barack Obama is aware of the situation and hopes it can be resolved without violence. Militia leader Ammon Bundy was asked by a reporter from KOIN television if the demonstrators are prepared to use violence.
That would have to be determined at that time. I would not be able to report on that.
Are you prepared to?
Absolutely.
The country's Federal Bureau of Investigation said it is working with local and state enforcement officials, but offered few details. Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward the center of Burundi's capital Monday. That attack comes 2 days ahead of peace talks between Burundi's government and opposition are to begin in Tanzania. One of the shells landed a few meters from the office of Bujumbura's mayor, injuring three people, including a woman who was seriously wounded. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.